Humanitarian Radio with your hosts Tony St. Tone and Janie Beauclair.
Good afternoon. Yep, you guessed it. Another episode of Humanitarian Radio. I am Janie Beauclair.
And I'm Tony St. Tone. Welcome to another episode. This is our last show for 2013.
Woo, woo, woo.
Thank you guys for listening and being part of this this family of ours, putting out some good news for your soul.
I like it. I like it. So we've got a lot of different things to talk about today. And we also have a guest today with us, Miss Jennifer Irene Gonzalez. And if you don't know who that is, check her out. She is a Maxim Hometown Hottie 2014 candidate, and she's just a beautiful soul inside and out. So 2014, just around the curve. All I keep hearing about is New Year's resolution, 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 resolution. Tony St. Tone, have you set your New Year's resolution for 2014, or do you set one?
Resolution, 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 resolution. There you go. That was my resolution.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Well, you shouldn't have any problem reaching that goal.
Yeah, you know, I don't always do it because I've always been very goal-oriented throughout the year. I don't necessarily look at the end of the year as a goal-setting time, though many Americans do. Actually, 48%, according to Time Magazine, actually do that. And 19% of it is quit smoking, 20% lose weight. 65% of them keep it for 6 months or longer.
So 48% of the public actually makes a resolution.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's really interesting because being part of Humanitarian Radio for us, we have a variety of very unique conversations from people that come to us through both our fan page on Facebook and our website and just, you know, from us being on red carpets and a bunch of events that we do. So I keep hearing people say, well, it's a new year. It's time for a fresh start.
Exactly. And I always feel like you can start a fresh start at any time, any moment, any given day.
Yeah, that's true.
Hour, minute.
Why do you think so many people wait until January 1st of the next year before they commit to something?
I just think it's just the way society is. Society has put so much emphasis on it's a new year. On this day, everything starts brand new. It's a brand new year. But if you were to step back a little, it's a day. Just like the sun just came up and the sun went down. You know,
another day, people.
Just another day, people. You know, so you don't necessarily have to. It's funny when you talk to people that are going to stop smoking. They're like, well, I'm going to smoke a couple more months because New Year's I'm starting.
Or quitting, yeah.
And or I'm going to start losing weight after January.
I'm going to have to finish this pack of cigarettes before I stop smoking, or let me eat all the cookies I have in the cabinet before I go on the diet.
On the diet, yeah.
Don't start now. Why start now?
You can't be on a diet during the holidays. It's forbidden.
Oh, you can. There's a lot of people that manage that just fine.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. And, you know, the other thought is, too, is I was reading that they have actually new gadgets and new apps for your iPhone or smartphone to help you facilitate your resolutions. So
get out. How do you do that?
There was this one app that I was reading that I guess is coming out. I guess this woman wanted to learn how to dance, and what she decided, they're calling it 100 Days, and she videotaped herself dancing for 10 seconds and uploaded it every day. And after 100 days...
Let's hope she improved.
She improved, yes, and actually she did. I guess, you know, there's a video you can watch. Or if it's learning how to play an instrument, or if it's, you know, losing weight or whatever.
See, for losing weight, I would need my app to physically have a hand come out of the phone and stuff a sock in my mouth.
They're working on that.
That will do that.
They're working on that. It's coming out real soon, James Bond version.
Yeah,
no, but
like
seriously,
it.
There's definitely so many more ways to use technology to remind you on your phone or your app.
That's true. As a reminder, that's a great thought.
You know, it's like, hey, don't forget to take a breath today and not smoke. Or, hey, it's around lunchtime. What are you eating? What are you going to eat for lunch today? And maybe the app gives you suggestions.
Don't forget your green salad.
So, I mean, depending on what you want to do, you know,
I always say
surround yourself with people that encourage you. And for those that discourage you, use them to fuel your fire. If they aren't fueling your fire, then move on. Just ignore them. But if they're saying, you can't do it, well, then take that and flip it on them and say, okay, now
watch
I have even more of a reason to prove you wrong and go after it. And as far as resolutions are concerned, I think it could take place at any time of the year, at any moment. Actually, you can start today, right now.
You know,
you don't
even
have to wait until January 31st.
Right. I like that. I like the app idea, but you really don't need an app. You can just set your own phone to remind you every day at a certain time, whatever it is.
Oh, yeah.
Remind me to thank the world for all the great things I have in my life.
Listen, if you
every day at 9:30 a.m.
Yeah, if you want to live in a state of abundance, remind yourself of all the great things you have every day, and make a list of all the things that you're grateful for. You know, they say count your blessings.
That's a really cool thought. I think I'm going to set some of those on my phone.
I'm going to start it right now.
Really? Ready? Begin.
Yes. So, what is your New Year's resolution?
Yeah, we've heard some really great ones.
No, what is yours?
Mine? I don't necessarily pick one either. I pretty much
wing it.
No, I pretty much always try to improve myself. So I set self goals of improvement, as in, like, I want to do more exercise this year than I did last year. Not I want to start somewhere, but I want to get better at what I'm doing. I play the keyboard, so I'd like to be able to put more time into that on a weekly basis and that type of thing. So I don't necessarily come into something brand new, like I want to stop and change the world all in one day. But instead, I try to improve on the things that I'm currently doing, because I pretty much have my life structured in a manner that I'm quite content.
You do. I think that's great. Well, listen, what we're going to do is we're going to take a very short break, and we'll be right back. You are listening to Humanitarian Radio.
Hey, this is Janie from Artistic Journey. Start off your new year with a new marketing strategy. Whether it's for your company or your personal goals, push. Let Artistic Journey help you find the unique way to show off your endeavor. With over 20 years of marketing experience in big corporations and homegrown businesses and everything in between, Artistic Journey can help you pave a new product path or an event marketing path. Check out ArtisticJourney.com. See the wide array of marketing merchandise available for you to put your logo on for your next big event, your personal party, or your big corporation marketing push. Get into the swing of 2014 and get your business in motion with an artistic promotion.
Positive affirmations wrapped in pop rock song. Motivational musician Saint Tone.
I'm a magnet, off of money now. I'm a magnet.
Check out his latest live show, The Rise Up Experience, at www.sainttone.com. And pick up his newest CD, Outside the Box, available on iTunes. For music with a positive message, check out sainttone.com.
Humanitarian Radio, shouting out some good news for your soul.
Good news for your soul. You're listening to Humanitarian Radio. I am Tony Saint Tone, one of your hosts, with Janie Beauclair. And this is our last show for 2013. Earlier we were talking about New Year's resolutions. But 2014 is a couple of days away, and there are a lot of great things that are happening out there in the world that you can get involved in.
This is true. And what I was assessing, what do we get asked the most? And I think out of all the questions that we receive on our Facebook and a lot of people, and thank you guys for reaching out to us on humanitarianradio.com, a lot of the things that we are asked are, how do you get involved? And we're continually asked, well, what if you don't know where to go? What if you don't know what to do? What if you don't know how to get involved? You want to do something. Your heart tells you you should be doing something. You have the desire and the drive, but you don't know what direction to go in. So I made it a point to look at a few things to try to help you guys get some answers to that question. I realized that there are some humanitarian programs that you can grab onto in the United States. There's one called Humanitarian Aid and Teaching Tour 2014. It's a variety of weeks around the year where you can learn how to be a humanitarian, join on a bunch of trips. Go to, if you're interested in travel, in worship, in serving, in learning, literally this tour will teach you from beginner to high-end, I know what I'm doing in a disastrous situation now. So it's called Humanitarian Aid and Teaching Tour 2014. That's
great.
How you can find it. But a really cool tool to have. You know, you got people that are traveling around the country to raise our awareness to get us to understand how easy it is to be a humanitarian.
And it doesn't take that much effort. I mean, you could start locally right in your hometown. A good humanitarian deed is just helping someone out. That's, I mean, here in L.A., every exit you'll find someone who is actually asking for money or asking for food. And one thing that Janie and I always do is we have, let's say, a bag of food. It could be
apples
or
oranges.
Peanuts, oranges, whatever it is. And we keep
granola
it in the back
bars.
Seat, and we just hand it to people, and you'll be amazed on how thrilled they are. You know, a lot of people are like, well, I don't want to just give them money.
Then don't. Give them food. You
give
know they're going to eat it.
Yeah, they definitely
are starving.
Going to
That's why they're
it.
Asking you for help. Yeah, totally.
Exactly.
So another thing that's going on is in Boston. It's from May 13th to the 15th, and it's called Humanitarian Technology 2014.
Well, why don't you tell us a little bit more about that? What is that?
Well, it's invited talks, it's technical sessions, it's technology and panels. What that means is people have put together this, it's called humanitariantechnology.org, and it's a science and system to global impact. So what that means is people have put together the thoughts of how to make the most global impact in a humanitarian way. And so they do this course where all these scientists come together and go, geez, when people are dying of thirst, how can we create new water resources?
Okay, so they're getting the best minds out there to actually get involved and try to help us move forward in solving a lot of these
worldly
problems.
Some of their subjects for this include, it goes like A to F, humanitarian assistance in a disaster relief. So they'll discuss how you can be involved in that, you know, what levels they can use your help at. And then they're totally looking for outside communication, as in, what are your thoughts? You might have some great ideas nobody's thought about yet.
Mm-hmm.
Health and disease management, public safety and emergency management,
mm-hmm.
emergency technologies, international development, poverty alleviation, and food security.
Now, that's a really interesting one. So how can we start to empower other people to grow their own food or
alleviate poverty? Wow, that's huge.
Alleviate poverty, that's these are really great topics that people, I'm sure there's someone out there that can help get involved and just, you know, plant a seed.
There's another whole program called water, energy, agriculture, policy, security, and education.
Mm-hmm.
So the deadline to sign up for this is January 31st. Again, go to www.humanitariantechnology.org. It's in Boston, Massachusetts. It's from May 13th to the 15th. And give them a holler and get involved, man. Get involved.
And I was going to say, maybe there's a way also where you can actually send in your information to say, hey, I have an idea to end this or to end that. We have a friend of ours who was actually Susan Ralston.
Mm-hmm.
Who had developed this case. It's like a homeless shelter that is a small metal box, if you would, right?
Yeah, it's about the size of a grocery cart, but it's big enough for a body to go in, and people can live in there. She called them dwellies. I thought that was an awesome name.
Yeah, instead of like cardboard boxes all around you, there's actually something that is you can use and stack up, and people actually can be protected from the cold.
From the cold, from other people, you know, and have a place to put their stuff, and it keeps the city streets clean. So the cities are really getting behind the whole effort of, wow, we can actually have people be inside of places when it's snowing and not just be under a blanket on a sheet of cardboard in the street. So, bravo to Susan.
And my whole point on this is a woman who just came up with this idea and started to develop it.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have to come from the greatest minds out there. You don't need to be a scientist.
Although she is a great mind.
She is, but you don't need
the point
to be
is,
a technician
anybody can
or teacher or you know, engineer to develop these thoughts. Sometimes it's just a thought, and that thought can spark interest to have someone else actually build it or actually do it. So
And let's just reach on that a little bit further. Thoughts were expressed to such a degree to Congress in the United States that Congress has finally passed a humanitarian act in November 19th of 2013. It is the strongest humanitarian act that has ever been passed by Congress. And what it does is it allows people to cross borders without breaking laws. The laws were so stringent before on humanitarian relief, where you would be breaking the law if you were trying to bring food or water or specific things into specific countries. So now people have spoken so much about this being a problem that Congress has paid attention to it and has passed a new act that went into effect on November 19th. And what it does, it allows people to be global humanitarians without breaking the law. Might sound really silly, but it's really huge.
No, I think that's great, because something like that, you know, when you're in a disaster-type situation, you're not really thinking rationally going, is it okay that I give this person this? Or
they need,
you know,
water.
They
can
need
I give
water.
It to them? Oh, no, you can't do that. It's illegal.
No, we need to have a federal
has
slip
to be
saying that you
first,
can do
right.
that. Yeah, it's ridiculous. I think that so it's great that Congress is doing what they're doing.
There's a group out there called Mercy Corp, M-E-R-C-Y-C-O-R-P. And I learned about the new act actually through them, because Mercy Corp is standing up and saying, we applaud the introduction of Humanitarian Assistance Facilitation Act of 2013. And what they go on to say is it now frees us up to go across the borders and help people who need help no matter where they live. Huge. Congress can help ensure the efficient, timely delivery of responsible humanitarian aid to vulnerable men, women, and children in their hour of need, no matter where they live. I think that is just so awesome.
Yeah, and the fact that it actually had to happen 2013, that it took this long, but you know what? Grateful that it's happened.
Yeah.
Grateful that they're taking everything into account to say, hey, we don't want something to happen like Katrina, where everything was held up because of all this red tape, which is...
Yeah, and I don't know, for those of you who aren't familiar with what happened in Hurricane Katrina several years ago that hit Louisiana, FEMA was not allowed to move forward on a bunch of different humanitarian relief efforts of getting people to places and getting food and help and da-da-da-da-da because certain approvals hadn't been cleared yet by government and Congress in order for FEMA not to be breaking laws by making things happen. So everybody went up in arms right after that saying we could have been in there and helped earlier, but we had all this darn red tape we had to get through.
Yeah. Well, until it actually happens, people don't realize what is actually a law that you're breaking or not breaking. And I think,
yeah,
thank God that actually we've gotten to a point where we realize this.
And
so
people talked about it enough to get Congress to make some action. And I bring this up because... give your ideas to these humanitarian groups and scientists that are trying to create better lives for people. You never know what your simple little idea can do to change the entire world. A lot of times people, you know, I have a promotional marketing company, and people will say to me, oh, I'm not an inventor. I just came up with this really cool idea, but I don't know how to get it done. And I'm like, well, you're talking to the person that can help you get it done. Most of the time, people just don't know what to do with their ideas and their thoughts. Well, here are two really great forums that you can talk about your great ideas of humanitarian effort, relief, technology, aid, assistance, anything that you feel that our people should know in order to make better humanitarian effort and relief.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, one of the things that we were talking about in New Year resolutions earlier, and something that just came to me, is that in 2014, I wanted to put together a concert, a humanitarian radio concert.
Oh, I love that.
And out of all the different organizations that we've met out there, I would love to do a show, a concert, that supports all of them. It brings awareness to all of them and gives a donation to all of them. And I know there's a lot of people that we can get involved in it. And that is my New Year's resolution, is to have a humanitarian radio concert by June.
I like it.
There you
it.
Go.
Put
I
a
said
date
it,
on it.
I put it out to the universe.
Now you got
to
do it.
I said it on the air.
It's official.
It's official. So by June 2014, we will have a humanitarian radio concert.
Like it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's talk about 2014 because, and you know, we don't do politics.
No.
This is not a political show by any means, and we don't support anybody specific.
No particular party.
No group, no religion, no nothing. Whatever everybody believes is perfectly great, okay?
So where are you going?
So where I'm going with that is the United Nations,
who
firmly believes that everyone should be created equal and tries their darndest to help everybody in the world, and of the United Nations, of course. So every year at the beginning of the year, they look over what happened in humanitarian effort last year. I didn't even know they did that. Did you?
No.
Had no idea. Well, what they do at the beginning of the year is they look at, as a result of the last year, how many people still did not get help that still are in dire straits, still are in desperate need of help, need help right now. And they take that number and they add it to what they know is going to also be necessary because they do it year after year after year as far as feeding certain regions and things like that. And they come up with a number. And then they start to ask out to all the surrounding countries that are part of United Nations and ask for this money to help support the relief around the world. Would you like to know what that number is that they need this year?
Yes, I would.
$12.9 billion. It is the largest, this is a quote for you from the United Nations, it's the largest amount we have ever had to request at the beginning of the year. The largest amount they have ever had to request. That means there is more trouble, if you will, with people not in houses, not having food, not healthy in the world than there ever, ever has been before. They are at $12.9 billion, the largest amount they ever had to need at the beginning of the year to feed, house, clothe, keep people healthy.
I think they need to show those numbers to all the billionaires out there.
How about it? They could wipe that out in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
52 million men, women, and children are in dire need of food. 52 million.
Is this around the world?
Yes.
Okay, so this is around the world.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily America or Europe. This is everywhere around the world.
Well, apparently there's some serious trouble going on in Syria at the moment, and they're looking specifically for $6.5 billion to just take care of that crisis there. And then they're also looking for a large amount for the Philippines that are still coming back from the typhoon. $791 million is what they're needing. They list of people who are helping and are putting, like, the Red Cross and those types of companies that are putting their efforts in. This is in addition to everybody that's helping. The UN is trying to pick up the tab for everybody that's not getting helped. So realize with all the millions that everybody is doing, because there's a lot of great things going on.
Right. There's still that much more
needed. There's still this much more needed.
Right.
So even you taking on a little project of, you know, feeding homeless people in your small community, it brings this number down.
It goes a huge, huge way. It goes a long way. Every little bit helps. And you know what? I like to focus on what we are doing right as opposed to what we're not doing right. So, there's an awareness that there is more help that is needed, but also let's look at what we have been doing, and I think there's a lot of great things that have been being done in 2013. And looking forward to 2014, I think that there's going to be a lot more humanitarian things happening because there's a need for it, and I think that people are going to start realizing that, and as they realize it, you get what you give.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
So whatever you do for another human being, somewhere down the line, you're going to get it back.
It's paying it forward.
You pay it forward, and you're going to get it back. Trust me, people, on that one.
You know, watching TV, I see on a lot of different programs that people use that pay it forward slogan quite often.
Mm-hmm.
And although I really like the slogan, I really like to see people doing it more. I saw something on TV where I didn't get to hear exactly the whole story, but it was something to do with every person who went into Starbucks paid for the person behind them for a period on I think it was Christmas Eve Day in a certain community. That was really a cool thing to do.
That's an awesome thing to do.
Yeah, but paying it forward, always beautiful.
We were watching The Undercover Boss last night, and they were showing the best of. And some of these guys were just amazing.
Some of the bosses?
Some of the bosses. One guy was like, hey, I'm going to pay for your entire mortgage because you're going to lose your house. And it was like $250,000. And he's like, I'm not only going to pay your mortgage, I'm going to give you an additional $50,000 cash because I really like what you're doing here for my company.
Yeah, really appreciation.
You know, it was unbelievable. And then that same person went on and bought someone else a house. You know, and to watch that, to me, that is great television because you're seeing these humanitarian
totally
sides of people. So it's not the the housewives of Orange County or anything like that where it seems to be more of...
Well, that's reality television.
I know, but my whole point is this is reality television also, and this is the good side, and this is the humanitarian side of people, and I'd love seeing more of that on TV.
Absolutely. So
support that. Support those types of shows, and you'll get more of them. That's what it comes down to, people. If you want to see more of those shows, watch them. The more you watch them, the ratings go up, and they go, oh, people want to see more of this.
If you're not home to watch them, record them.
No, but you know what's
so
funny?
Count.
I think that's why they have the Housewives of Dallas, the Housewives of Orange County.
Well, they need something to throw on the air.
Yeah, so more and more people want to see the...
drama.
The drama. And I go, why?
I vote for non-drama. Make me feel happy and good. That's the kind of television I'm looking
for. And how?
Start me a brand new day.
Yes, what a great little segue. So listen, it is the end of the year, and Janie was asking me, you know, what song do you want to play on today's episode? And I looked up, and I have a whole display of all the CDs I put out. I put out 15 CDs out in my career. I have one called Brand New Day.
I think that's a beautiful song for this time of year.
Yeah, so without any further ado, this is a song, Brand New Day, off of my CD, Brand New Day, by Tony St. Tone. Check it out.
Well, it felt like Christmas morning. Haven't arrived in July. Woke me up with excitement. Felt my shoulders felt so light. It's a brand new morning. Brand new.
Okay, so great song. Love it, love it, love it.
Thank you very much.
Speaking of loving it, I do want, Tony, let people know where they can find that song, but I also want to mention to people, one thing that I love that Tony does and a lot of musicians don't do is he provides the lyrics to the song so you can hear all the words and know the words and not have to make up words as you're going along because you don't know what the real words are. So I like that you can get the words to your songs, Tony. So tell people how to find your fabulous music.
If you go to www.sainttone.com, that's SAINTTONE.com, you'll find all my music, lyrics, videos, bio, photos, et cetera, club dates, what we're doing out there. And if there's someone out there that wants to reach out, my email is tony@sainttone.com. Love to hear from you, comments, requests.
Friend him on Facebook. He makes a great friend.
Yeah, I'm a great friend on Facebook.
Humanitarian Radio has a new Facebook out now, too. I believe that we've got about 35 friends, and we would really like for you guys to friend with us.
We need to really start pumping that up. You know,
we just started it.
We just started it, so I know.
I haven't really put any effort into it other than we started it. We opened it up, and we announced everything on it. So we're going to start working that little baby, and you know, we're going to really have something to talk about because there's going to be a new concert.
Yeah, I had just made mention
in
of that.
In June.
Before June or in June.
Location to be announced.
By June 2014, we're going to have a Humanitarian Radio concert.
I wonder what part of the country it'll be in. Could be east, could be west, could be south, could be north.
Both. We could do east coast, west coast, and then middle America.
Could be fun.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
Definitely excited about that. So listen, we are going to be right back with Jennifer Irene. Stay tuned.
So listen up. If you're on the market for a graphic designer, you know, someone who can create logos, websites, etc., along with radio ads and video, well, there's no need to look any further than ST Productions. It's your one-stop shop for all your graphic, audio, and video needs. ST Productions will get it done while saving you money and having fun. So keep them in mind, ST Productions, an audio, video, graphic design service.
Humanitarian Radio.
So we are back and so delighted to introduce to you Miss Jennifer Irene, international superstar. She's a model. She does some acting. She's on TV, MTV, you name it. This chick does it all.
And she's a humanitarian, too.
She is. Hi, Jennifer.
Hey, how are you guys?
So awesome to have you.
We're very excited to have you on the show. You know, we were talking, I think the last event that we met you at was the toy giveaway out here in Los Angeles. And so we see you at a lot of these different events. So we were talking, Janie and I, and said we have to get her on the show and let her share her message of how she's gotten involved in all these different organizations and what you do on a daily and weekly basis, because you live an exciting life.
You've got a lot going on, and I wonder how you find the time.
Well, a lot of it's about time management, obviously, but trust me, it's not easy, but, you know, I have people that help me. I have a PR team. They do an amazing job. They help me with my social media and my website and my emails, and most importantly, you know, I just try and prioritize what is most important to tackle during the week and try and do it, so it's a lot of work, but it's definitely worth it. It pays back.
Let people know exactly who you are, so if they're not familiar with your name, but they might be familiar with your photographs, just let them know what you've done just recently. I know Maxim Magazine.
Hometown Hottie.
Hometown Hottie for 2014. I think you're nominated for that. So just let people know who you are, so that way they get a better understanding of what you do out there.
Well, I've been in entertainment for about 10 years. I started out in the music industry at a record distribution deal with Sony BMG, and then I went on to Miss California USA, and then I held the title for Miss Taiwan USA 2010, and since then, my career has just kind of blossomed. I've managed to do 16 to 17 covers in the past 2 years, magazine covers, including that of FHM, a few high fashion magazines, and I've also been doing a lot of TV hosting. You might be able to find me on this season's Bravo Millionaire Matchmaker. And I've been interviewing with Men's Style Fashion and former MTV host Sam Sarpong. And we're going to have some MTV footage coming out, possibly next summer. I also go around and I work with different charitable organizations trying to pay it forward and give back to the communities, including, you know, the Toys for Tots, Eric Zulie's broadcasting stuff, the Black Card Circle Foundation, a bully-free program that we've been doing with the Power Rangers and Gracie Barra Jiu-Jitsu. So you name it, I'm trying to get my name out there. I'm trying to make an impact on this world and kind of motivate people that when there's a will, there's a way. And if you set your heart to something, you can really get out there and achieve it.
Yay, you want to be our spokesperson? You just said it perfectly.
That's our spokesmodel.
Our spokesmodel, literally.
I think that is great. And I love your positive attitude towards things. Where there's a will, there's a way. And I love the fact that you're out there using your fame for good, and meaning your name and who you are. You're going out there and bringing awareness to a lot of these different organizations that normally wouldn't get as much attention without people like you supporting it. Have you always been a humanitarian? Is this something that you've always been, or is this something that just you felt
developed,
maybe the power that you have now through your fame has developed?
I've always been a humanitarian. I've always been involved with charitable work and, you know, community funds and such. But, however, it isn't until I realized that my exposure and the fan base that I have that I could really utilize to really make an impact on the world. And I know that that was one of my inspirations growing up, was, you know, seeing people that were successful and them sharing their stories of success and where they came from and their trials and tribulations. That motivated me to think, oh, you know what? If he did it and she did it, dude, so can I. Having that relation where you can relate to their life stories or whatever they're going through, mm-hmm. to be able to go out there and make an impact on the world was very inspiring to me. And that's what I'm trying to do and give back. And I'm trying to inspire, you know, upcoming talent or young kids or whoever, that where I started to where I am today is very possible. And you've just got to have the strength and the faith to do it and believe in yourself.
You know, Jennifer, when we were all at that Toys for Tots giveaway last week, there was a lot of inner city kids there. I believe there was like 100 kids that ended up showing up from all around that area. And
uh-huh.
you were pretty in the thick of things for that gift-giving adventure. And I want to ask you, because I know for me how I felt and how it makes me feel when I see these little kids light up. How is it for you when you see things like that where either, like in this case, you know, these were kids that likely aren't going to get any toys other than the ones that they were provided that day. How does it make you feel to be involved with things like that and see the reactions of people that are getting things happening?
To me, that is more rewarding than any monetary amount or anything else that pays back. To me, the best reward is to see the happiness, to know that you're bringing true joy and happiness into somebody else's life, because that's not something that it can be bought or paid for. And it's an amazing feeling.
It's very
satisfying.
It's enough to keep you going, isn't it? It keeps you going on to the next one and the next one and the next one.
And not just that, the gift goes on. When you do that for somebody, that inspires them to want to do it for someone else, because of that feeling is just so amazing that they want to pay it forward. They want to keep that gift going.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
paying it forward is definitely been proven to be a really positive method of getting people motivated.
Are there any particular
Definitely.
Are there any particular organizations that you are more involved in than others?
I would say yes, definitely. I'm involved with a bully free program that my brother works with. It's Gracie Barra Jiu-Jitsu. Basically, what we do is we have the Nickelodeon Power Rangers and a few other professional fighters coming around, and we're going around teaching kids and jiu-jitsu talent. Sorry, so I'm stuttering here.
Right.
Going around teaching kids how to utilize their talent without abusing it and trying to stop the bullying. So we give them a program that teaches them what steps to take if they're ever in a position where they're being bullied or mistreated before they actually have to use their jiu-jitsu skills.
Now, what made your brother start this? Was he bullied when he was younger?
To be honest with you, I think it's something that's part of Gracie Barra. So my brother's just the one, we're the ones who brought in the Power Rangers.
Oh, got it.
Eric Zulie introduced us from Easy Way.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of nice. But no, I don't think my brother was bullied, but I know that he's a ranger in the military, and I know that he's been around and seen a lot of things and a lot of things that, you know, are very discouraging. So I think it's just motivated him to try and put an impact on stopping the bullying, especially amongst little children.
Nice.
Well, I think that's great, and it obviously runs in the family, that humanitarian gene.
Your parents did well.
Yeah, between the two of you guys to be out there doing things like this. And I think it's great that you're both out there doing it. Do you have any other brothers and sisters that are involved in humanitarian things other than the two of you?
My sister is a lieutenant in the military as well. She's also a doctor. So she's got a pretty busy schedule, but she served her time in Iraq, and I feel like she served our country. So I consider that humanitarian. Well, so.
Yes, definitely.
That totally qualifies.
Well, that and the fact that she's a doctor, too, I think is great. You know, and I've been fortunate enough to do a lot of USO tours where we entertain the troops overseas, and it's just amazing the stuff that these guys do and the positions that they put themselves in as far as living in tents and stuff just to protect us, basically, to serve us while we're living here in America. They're out there serving our country, so
suffering.
Hats off to them, because I mean they're definitely making a lot of sacrifices. You were saying that
involved with Pinups for Patriots, and what we do is we actually raise money and we send out free calendars to all the deployed troops in Iraq for free to kind of lift their spirits. And it's all pinup theme, 1940s pinup theme. We go to different events dressed pinup. It's pretty awesome. We got to do the parade for Christmas. We work with the Spirit of 45, the World War II veterans.
Very nice.
It's an amazing feeling. It's an amazing charitable organization, too, pinupsforpatriots.com.
Well, let me tell you, we have an organization that we did an interview with called Rock for Vets, and they deal with a lot of the vets that have come back that are trying to get back into society. So I'm sure if you had some extra calendars, I know where I can get rid of some for you.
If you know anybody who's already deployed, all they have to do is go to the website and sign up for a calendar, and we will send one out to them.
Excellent.
I was on the cover. My good friend Ashley Gannett on the cover for 2014.
Oh, very cool. See, so you do a lot. I think the more we're scratching at the surface, the more humanitarian things we're finding out that you do. I think you don't even realize that you're doing all these humanitarian things.
You didn't realize how awesome you are.
Like, well, I guess I do that also. Yes. Okay.
My spare time.
Thank you, guys. I'm just trying to do my thing.
I think you're trying to make an impact. You are making an impact, and I think it's excellent. Again, you know, one of the things I love about you is you're so down to earth and you're so approachable. And what I mean by that is I feel very comfortable just talking to you, and I think I noticed that with everyone else around you. And being in Hollywood and going to red carpet events, you quickly pick up on who you can easily approach and who you can't. And
actually, it's who you don't want to.
Yeah, you know, and you're very approachable. So I really love that about you.
Thank you very much. That's a huge compliment.
I think that, you know, when we all keep our feet grounded is when we can do the most work. It's when we can do the best things. Because if our head's not in the cloud thinking about how awesome ourselves are, then we're able to look and see what the needs of other people are and find a way to fulfill them and you know, get people on our bandwagon, so to speak. So I think that being a grounded person,
especially
really
helps. Especially in this industry, it's so important to stay humble.
Oh, yeah. Totally, totally, totally.
I was going to say, staying humble in this industry is half the challenge, because they want to pump you up to say, hey, you know, you need to think that you're the best. It's almost like being a boxer. Where the trainer's like, look, you're the best, man. You're going to take this guy out. You're the best. But don't get too crazy now. But you're the best. So.
Right. It's funny. I have booked most of my jobs in modeling and entertainment through networking and through, like you mentioned, just meeting people at events and talking to them, than I have actually through casting websites or agents.
Yeah.
So
same for
us. I can't believe that it's very able to be approachable and to be able to talk to people and just, you know, give that good feeling of that you're not a meanie.
Well, you know, honestly, that's what it comes down to. It comes down to is this person compatible? Can I work with them? Or are they such a diva that when they get on set, I'm not going to be able to say two words to them. They're going to be like, I need this, 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 and this, and this. And you're like, okay, we're not even shooting yet. So, I mean, I think that is huge. And I think that's great that you said that, because there's other aspiring musicians and actors and models out there, and I think they really need to know that, that they need to keep their ego in check and realize that they're a human being and they're trying to work with other human beings. And I don't care how good-looking you are or how talented you are. If you're a jerk, you're a jerk, and they're not going to want to work with you.
Period.
And I tell that to musicians. I have a course called Musicians Motivating Musicians, and I say all you have to do is go on tour once with someone who's a great guitar player or bass player, but they're an idiot, and you'll quickly find out that I don't care how talented they are, 99% of the time that you're on tour, you're not playing. You're actually sharing hotel rooms.
Living
with this person. So, yeah, he's a great guitar player, though. It's like, yeah, you know what? That takes up 1% of the 99% of the time you're on tour.
Yeah, he's an idiot and we don't want to be around. Yeah, and that kind of thing.
Yeah, I'd rather be with people that I like to hang with and that I like to do work with because it makes for a much better product at the
end.
Well,
and truthfully for us, we're involved in a whole bunch of products, too. Projects. And we decide who we're going to work with on these projects based on their personality. And honestly, skill comes in secondary because...
Exactly. And I completely agree with you. In fact, I book girls too for book talent for events and for projects. Mm-hmm. And I don't even bother looking at their photos until I've done a FaceTime or Skype interview or met them in person.
Yeah.
Because... It's just so discouraging to have someone submit to you and they have these amazing photos, amazing resume, and they show up and their personality is about as dead as a doornail.
Yeah.
Or like you said, they're like, oh, I want three Cheetos and 2 green M&Ms in a pink bowl, please.
You know exactly what we're talking about.
See, and I think it's so great that you're letting people know that because you have had so much success and your success has come through your personality. Just as much as it's come through your looks, you know, because there's a lot of beautiful women, but yet there's not a lot of beautiful women who are beautiful on the inside and outside and that are comfortable and approachable.
In their own skin, yeah.
Yeah, so I think that's what I really love the fact that you're bringing a spotlight to that to say, hey, look, it counts even more to be personable than it does to have your makeup perfect, you know, and it's like,
oh. Absolutely, because... Take your beauty with makeup. I can take your beauty off with a wet napkin. So
nice. I like that statement. You don't mind if I use that, do you?
Yeah, I like that. Can we get that on a T-shirt, maybe?
I'm going to say that to Tony every once in a while. I can take your beauty off with a wet napkin, baby.
Thank you. But I will still shine with my personality and charm. It's like, is he? He's got a good personality. I could, you know. Yeah. Thanks.
So, Jennifer, what do you have coming up? What can we expect from you, and what can people get behind you on and join you in efforts? You know, what do you got? What are you doing that people can support you in?
Well, I've always post what I'm doing. So, for starters, you can always go to my website at www.jenniferirene.com.
And that's Jennifer with two N's.
And I usually post if I'm involved with a charitable organization or I've got an event coming up. It's usually on my website, and you can follow me there, and I have links to all my social media, including Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. But you can see me, actually, if you turn on the TV this week, I think the second week of Bravo's Millionaire Matchmaker, I'm doing the show, so you'll probably see me in 6 different episodes.
Awesome.
What were you doing?
Say that again?
Were they setting you up with a millionaire? What's your role in that show?
I am the beauty who never finds love.
Oh.
That's so far.
You'll have a million after that episode. A million people and $1 million.
Yeah.
Dang, no, I'm independent to a fault. I make my own empire, so it's just nice to... It's a fun show. I can't say too much about...
No, of course.
...to the other side.
Yeah,
it's a fun show. It's TV. That's all I have to say.
Yep. They have to tune in to see what's happening.
Well said.
To you.
It's TV.
Yes, well said. Have to tune in. But then also, if you go to Men's Style Fashion, you'll see I did an interview of Mr. Samsar Tong, who was the former MTV's host of Yo Mama.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been going around doing some film and footage that will be released in June or July of next summer.
Excellent.
I cannot release the name of the show yet, but definitely be MTV.
Mm-hmm.
And I just keep looking on the magazine stand and visiting my social media, and you'll see me globetrotting all over the place.
And if somebody...
I've got more covers coming out, including Maxim FHM, bunch of stuff. I don't even know where to start.
If somebody wants to hire you to do some work for them, how do they get in touch with you? Through that website?
Through
the
website, jenniferirene.com. There's a contact me page. There's also you can also email pr@jgmodeltalent.com. Also, if you're talent or if you're a model or actress and you want to submit to me, I also contract work out to people as well. We're always looking, when I go to these events and I go to these projects, they're always looking for more talented people. So I love doing referrals and just send me a resume and your pictures. So it's good.
Excellent. So you do get involved in casting other people for other jobs that you're involved with, right?
I sure do. I've got my toes dipped in all little areas. So.
That's great. And that's great to know because, again, that goes back to what we were saying earlier, like don't just bring your photos, bring your A game, bring your personality, bring your talents in a sense of like, hey, make yourself approachable and don't be so standoffish because
you never know where I can get you. You never know who you're talking to.
And being in the entertainment business, you know, I remember having a guitar player. We would do a show and take a break and, you know, there's some drunk guy in the corner go, man, you're so great, you play guitar, that's so awesome. And he would get so annoyed by that. And I said to him, what's your problem? He goes, man, I just want to be on break and I want to go and grab a beer myself. And this guy's all hanging on me. And I says, dude, that...
He's a fan, my friend.
He's a fan. He's the whole reason why you get to play guitar in front of people. I says, you have to appreciate them. And yeah, it might be a little annoying, but I said, that's the person who puts you where you are. And it took him a while to get that. You know, I was like, you got to warm up to these people.
I hope he finally understood that.
Yeah, it took him a while. Trust me. It was one of those, like, every time he would get so frustrated, I'd always say the same thing. I'm like, Mark, it's okay. That's what
celebrate
these guys are here for.
These guys.
You want them to say that you're great. You don't want them just to ignore you, and then you don't want them to think you're a jerk. So, okay, he's a great guitar player, but he's a jerk. And trust me, I've met a lot of musicians throughout the years who I were big fans of, and I've been disappointed a lot of times, unfortunately, because I'm like, wow, that guy's so cool. And you're like, oh, he's an idiot.
Bummer.
Bummer. You know?
Same here. I totally understand. I can completely relate. It's funny that you mentioned that. The past three movies that I have booked, which haven't been released yet either, were from meeting other people on set. And they actually, while they did their bookings or their castings, they're like, oh, do you know anybody else? And they referred me.
Nice.
So... the power of referral is important, so it's great. It's important to leave a lasting impression on whoever you're with or wherever you're at. So,
totally.
I highly recommend keeping a good attitude and a good personality.
Love it. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, darling.
You're not going anywhere. So.
It has absolutely been a pleasure to have you on the show, and we're going to encourage everybody to continue to keep their eye on you and what you're doing. And, you know, when you're doing events, come out and support you. And when you're doing fundraisers, come out and support those fundraisers and just really keep you, you know, in their thoughts.
If you're ever out here in Hollywood, look for a humanitarian event, and you just might run into Jennifer. She just might be there. You can spot her very easily.
You guys are so awesome. Thank you so much, and happy holidays.
Thank you. You too, darling. We'll talk to you again.
All right, talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye-bye. Such an awesome lady. Really, really appreciate having her on the air, and she had such valuable points for those of you trying to break into a new world. Doesn't necessarily have to be entertainment world, in any world that you're in, really. Just good common sense. Be a great, awesome person. Be the person that you are. Show everybody who you are. Don't drop your head in the diva mode or I'm bad dude mode or whatever mode people go in.
No, I was just going to say I think it shows that if you're a beautiful person on the inside, that shines so much more than the person on the outside.
Yeah, totally. And it makes a big difference in the things that you achieve in your life when you show people the beautiful self that you are.
So if you know someone out there that should be on this show, or maybe it might be yourself, we would love to hear from you for 2014. We have a brand new roster, and we're looking for brand new people to interview and just get the word out. If you have an organization that you're involved in, or if you know of a humanitarian person in your neighborhood, let's get them out there.
What if you have an event coming up? You know what I would love to hear, and I love when you guys talk to me and let me know these things because it just makes me feel so good inside. I would like to hear what you are doing or what you have inspired on a humanitarian level. Did you bring brownies to the little old guy next door that's, you know, 90 years old and can't cook? Things like that. What
we,
are you guys doing out there?
To the woman across the street.
Hey, that's a good point. We brought nuts, cookies, caramel,
yes,
and apples.
Yes.
To the sweet little old lady across the street.
Yes.
She was
and she did it to us also.
So happy, and yeah, she sent us some cookies over.
Yeah. It was very
but
nice.
Let me just say that that smallest little gesture brought her so much happiness, so much happiness. And this woman spends a lot of time in the hospital, and I just want to say that our smallest little gesture, we don't know the lady, she just happens to live in our neighborhood, and we recognize that she's elderly, so we gave her some love.
Yeah. And that went such a long way for both of us because we got a chance to give to her and she got a chance to receive and then she gave back also.
Yeah.
And it's
that's
interesting
it
because
works.
Back then, I was going to say she's been here, I think, 50 years
in
this
neighborhood.
And she just feels like it's a gesture that at the holidays to give all your neighbors some kind of gift.
Yeah.
Even though she doesn't really know us that well, but yet she reached out to us and gave us a gift. And I was like, wow, how cool is this?
She's
you
beautiful.
Don't get that anymore, but that's old tradition, and that's the way people used to do things.
And what did it do? It inspired us to pick our tree full of oranges, because we have oranges exploding off the tree right now,
yes,
and give them out all over the place. So we've yes been giving them all over town. And,
yeah,
you know, it feels good to give. So be a giver. Be a humanitarian. This is Humanitarian Radio, and we're signing out.
Yes. See you guys next week, 2014.
Woo, woo, woo. Be safe.
Peace.
Humanitarian Radio, shouting out some good news for your soul.